Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, you know there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns Combine news, photos, videos, straight from the source. That is us. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. And you're on there, of course, able to listen to this show or on your apps, wherever you are. Going to have some really cool content from the Combine. Eric Metcalf is here, and the two of us are going to be sitting down a little bit with Ray Farmer. You're going to see some video of that on ClevelandBrowns.com. Eric Metcalf is going to join me on this show, CBD, for the next couple of days as we broadcast from Lucas Oil Stadium. And you'll hear from some various football guests, media guests, et cetera, who are national media, who are all part of this here in Indianapolis. And, of course, we've got Jim Donovan sitting in with yours truly, Vic Carucci. Jim Donovan sitting in for Nathan Zagura. 216-578-0850. We're going to take a call, but we want to tell you also, Mike Mayock from NFL Network during a conference call was effusive in his praise, I would say, to say the least, effusive, right? To say the least, about the talent in this draft. We're going to hear about that, and Jim and I are going to comment on that coming up in a little bit, top of the hour. Meanwhile, let's go to Craig on the phone here. Hello, Craig.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, brother, what do you got?
I got, listen, I do think the quarterback's what we need the most, but I would not pick one of these guys at four. I mean, I love your reasoning with Bortles, but, knowing what I know now, I would rather go with the wide receiver from Clemson first and then a guy battle tested like maybe, AJ McCarron or a big arm like Carr at 26.
Oh, okay. No, whoa. Let me just hang on there about AJ McCarron. Okay. Phil Savage, who watched every one of his practices and every one of his games, who broadcasts, former Browns GM, who broadcasts all the Alabama games. Now, so he would have a real, you know, love affair with A.J. McCarron, said, at best, third round.
Yeah, I'm
so
I'm feeling
at 26,
that too.
Suicide to do that. I mean, you gave up a lot to get that pick.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that with A.J. McCarron. A.J. McCarron's not Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and I think I like what he said about Sammy Watkins, of course. Everybody's
favorite
receiver.
That's the name I gave to
Clemson.
Megan before I waffled into the man's outfit.
See, you got to be, you know, she's looking for the steady guidance of a longtime professional who's got to stick with his convictions.
You're right.
This waffling stuff is for breakfast. Come on.
Agree about McCarron, though? Come on.
I do 100%. Yeah. 100%. I don't want him that high in the draft. I'm not sure I want to draft him, period.
True.
I don't know. I heard his thought about Derek Carr. I like that one better. I'd rather maybe see him. Now, that's a guy that maybe can show up at the bottom of the first round somewhere, maybe in the second round. And you know, we know we can't rule out some kind of maneuvering that might go on as well. Let's get some feedback from Twitter from folks who have their thoughts regarding what they would do with the fourth overall pick. And we've got, Alex saying that a wideout opposite Gordon and a running back would be his first two thoughts there. That was from Alex via Twitter. This is from John, and I guess he's talking about my pick with Bortles. He says, let's go ahead and pin the future on a guy who has accuracy issues. But there's no doubt that some of his throws have been inaccurate, but he's also a guy that can be really dialed in and on target, too. And I've seen him, when you watch him at his best, I've watched video of both, his worst and his best.
He was great in that bowl game.
Yeah, the best stuff outweighs the worst stuff in my mind. Jake from Twitter says, playmaker at running back or wide receiver would be his thoughts. If it's a fourth pick, I'm not picking a running back.
No,
that high.
Vic, I was with the godfather of the draft, Gil Brandt, last week.
Yep.
And he just hammered away at that the Browns went off the radar by picking Richardson as high as they did that year. Which, of course, Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi got out of last year, two games in. But
yeah, they
you just don't get a running back at that point.
No, you just don't. You're mm-hmm. right. It's too. It's far too high. I know people have. People look at the need for the position, and I get that. And mm-hmm. then and especially in Ohio, there's the Ohio State faction that thinks so. You know, Carlos Hyde, that's the guy you want to sure. get. But it's too. It's way too high for a back, and even as good a back as he is, I don't think I want to do one there and get one at that spot at all. And then this one is just a real quick one from Scott. At Scott, he said, or at Coach D, he says, there's really a lot. I'll try and list the order. Wide receiver, cornerback, running back, inside linebacker would be his top four needs. So is a receiver conceivable at four? Yeah, it's that might be even a little high for me too, but Sammy Watkins is an unusually highly talented player, and you do have that need. You can't come away with a football team that has really no playmakers beyond Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. And I mean, Gordon's spectacular. I think Cameron's a really good playmaker, obviously a Pro Bowler, but this team's bereft of playmakers. You got to do that. The quarterback thing's important, but you got to do that. You got to get that guy. And however, I'm not saying however high you need to go for it, but fourth is possible. All right, we're going to hear what Mike Mayock, who is one of the leading experts of college football talent.
Boy, that was a fast hour, Vic.
That was a really fast hour.
Yeah, very, very quick.
We're going to hear what he has to say, and you and I are going to react
to
that.
Faster than Joe Hayden's time at the Combine.
His gimpy time. He was gimping. All right, more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.